Time now for an update from the crude life, the most trusted voice in energy.
All right, coming up next, we've got a multimedia kidpreneur, Otis. He's 12 years old, and he scored a great interview with Linda McMahon. She's the co-owner of the WWE. Her and her husband, Vince McMahon, own the World Wrestling Entertainment. Of course, WWF it was known for back in the 80s. For some of you who might not have tuned in wrestling since Hulk Hogan lost the title. Otis scores the interview with Linda McMahon. She's also the small business administrator for Donald Trump, President Trump's cabinet. Great interview. I'm very proud of the 12-year-old Otis, the media sensation, the multimedia kidpreneur. He has these kids casts, they're called. It's part of his Kids in Capitalism business. That's right, he's 12 years old. He owns his own business. It's called Kids in Capitalism. And we actually pick up his kid casts. We're one of his clients, I guess you'd call it, because we air his interviews right here on the Multimedia Cafe, because this is actually where the interview happened. It happened in a cafe. Linda McMahon, multimedia kidpreneur Otis, at Sandy's Donuts, sitting down and having a little bit of a donut and coffee and talking. Well, multimedia kidpreneur Otis didn't have any coffee, but he had some donuts. And that interview is coming up right now. This is multimedia kidpreneur Otis with Kids in Capitalism and his interview with Linda McMahon, the small business administrator and co-owner of the WWE.
Hello, my name is Otis with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast, and today we have Linda McMahon, the small business administrator, and we're going to ask her a few questions if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
What was your first job?
My first job was being a cashier in a grocery store. I was a local grocery store, and my parents' friends owned the grocery store, so they trained me to be a cashier, and that was my first sort of real job. I'd done babysitting jobs before that, but that was my first sort of big job.
All right. How does the SBA help young entrepreneurs like myself?
You know, I don't know that we have the kind of programs we ought to have for young entrepreneurs, except that I think that you can go online, and I bet your generation does that an awful lot. We go to SBA.gov, and you can see all the programs that are available that you might just learn about. So when you're maybe a little older, ready to start your business other than your podcasting business, you can get some of the basics.
Well, what advice do you have for young entrepreneurs like me?
I just applaud that you have the courage to go out and do something on your own and just keep at it, because, you know, we build our cities and our states and our countries on small businesses. They are the innovators and they are the creators. And so just keep up with what you're doing. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to fail.
Well, this concludes our interview with Linda McMahon, the small business administrator. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
I think that's a wrap.
And that was multimedia kidpreneur Otis and Linda McMahon, the small business administrator for the United States, as well as the co-owner of the WWE World Wrestling Entertainment. As I mentioned, Kids in Capitalism KidCast and multimedia kidpreneur Otis. For more information or to check out other interviews, you can check out Otis's website, kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. And I'll tell you what, he's got quite a list of interviews. He's interviewed U.S. senators, business owners, inventors, farmers, ranchers. That kid is collecting some knowledge that is so well-rounded. I'll tell you what, keep your eye on Otis, that little 12-year-old sensation. He's gonna set the world on fire. He's doing a fantastic job, and we are so proud of him. That's kidsincapitalism.com to check it out.
The Crude Life, the most trusted voice in energy.
The Crude Life would like to welcome and invite each and every one of you to the Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 7th and 8th, 2024. Oil, gas, wind, solar, uranium, Bitcoin, sustainable solutions, and much, much more at this year's Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, February 7th and 8th. Folks, you don't want to miss the Crude Life Podcast Pool Party happening February 7th. It's the week before the Super Bowl, folks. The Energy Exposition, the Crude Life is all in 2024. For more information, check out energyexposition.com.